demonstrating the power of partnerships at Crufts feature. The approximate length of this recording is 5 minutes.
Crufts 2022. Demonstrating the power of partnership at Crufts. Whether you're a supporter, volunteer, staff member, or you use one of our services, chances are that someone will have asked you, how do you train the dogs? They're probably asking how we teach an adult dog the guiding behaviours they will use in their working life. But Guide Dog's approach to teaching our dogs goes far wider than that. And at Crufts Dog Show in March this year, we got to show the whole process. We were first asked if we would like to do a presentation in the main ring for Crufts 2021 to mark our 90th year, but COVID halted the show in its entirety. However, we were back in 2022 with a stand where the public could meet our people and dogs and see the main ring show presentation on the last evening. The ring show gave us a unique opportunity to raise awareness of our charity and show a huge audience, in person and online, what we do and how we do it. We chose the power of partnership as our theme, highlighting the trust and connection at the core of our work. It allowed us to show the importance of using positive reinforcement training, PRT, at every stage. It was certainly key to preparing these dogs for unfamiliar environments, full of lights, people, and new experiences. We were lucky to have broadcaster Nicky Campbell helping us with the presentation, and he moved through the stages of our dogs' lives, asking questions about how our consistent approach helped to raise calm and confident dogs. The show started with Dave Kent, who has been partnered with Guide Dogs for more than 40 years. He spoke about their different personalities and characteristics and how they've been suited to him at different stages in his life. Dave provided an excellent introduction to the behind-the-scenes look at creating these exceptional partnerships. Starting at the beginning with breeding, we explained how we care for our guide dog mums and dads and the scientific expertise which goes into creating our future life changers. Nicky met some of the wonderful volunteers who care for the dogs and have the rewarding but intense experience of having puppies born in their home and getting them off to the very best start during their first few weeks. Puppy raising was next, with volunteers and dogs exploring their surroundings and the pups showing great confidence in a new environment. Then our trainers and mobility instructors showed how we shape behaviours using reward-based training, always giving the dogs a choice in whether they participate in training and husbandry. The concept of choice is important in developing the trustful relationship between person and dog, and it's key to us understanding our dogs and meeting their needs. To finish, we came back to Dave, who talked with great emotion about the impact of his guide dogs on his life. He said, "I've lived a life nourished by guide dogs and the care and support I've received." It was clear how connected everyone, including the dogs, was with what they were doing. It was a show full of movement. While Nicky was talking in one area, partnerships were actively practicing in every other phase, and at every stage it was obvious that despite the lights, the crowds and the noise, the dogs were confident and happy in what they were doing. The Power of Partnership Ring Show gave us a great platform to show how the same core principles connect all stages of the journey of creating a partnership. Our world-leading scientific research programme, Born to Guide, helps us to breed dogs with the right health and temperament to become successful guide dogs, and this connects into puppy raising for excellent partnerships, PrEP, which continues to roll out to our puppy raising volunteers as they get a new puppy. The rewards-based foundation of PrEP puts the young dogs in the best place to enter formal training, where standardised training for excellent partnerships, STEP, takes over, using the same principles to build on the dog's early life experiences and trusting relationships with people. And throughout, ETHOS, our new dog behaviour monitoring system, lets volunteers and staff report on their dog's behaviours, supporting the individual dog, but also providing valuable feedback about our dogs as a population. The whole system works in a circle to continue to help us improve the dogs that we provide to people with sight loss. A huge thanks goes out to everyone who helped with Guide Dogs at Crufts 2022. Volunteers, service users, staff, and of course the dogs themselves, came together to show the depth and breadth of our work, and the result was an impressive sight. The power of partnership indeed. Find out more. You can find the ring show, complete with an introductory video, on YouTube via the link www.tinyurl.com/ Guide Dogs at Crufts 2022. Included here are two photographs. The first is of Dave Kent with 25 guide dogs staff and 8 dogs, who were all involved in the event. The second is of Nikki Campbell in the ring during the presentation, as a trainee guide dog is learning to find the button at a pedestrian crossing.